Lord, we give you thanks and praise as we enter the second week of Advent and for our hopeful scripture readings, which remind us that you want to bring life out of the barren areas of our life and our world. So help us to have faith and trust in you that you want to awaken our hearts to a deeper faith. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. So Advent is all about claiming our inheritance and allowing the Lord to break through our lives during this time of the year where it's very cold and a lot of people are having challenges in their life. Last night I was at the store and some gentleman ahead of me, I think he was homeless, was buying those warmers that you put under serving trays, and it was Steno or something like that, or Sterno. And he bought like 8 of them, and I think he was just going to use those to try to keep warm as he sleeps outside, which is very cold right now. Which just reminds us too, as Penny's going to come up after this homily, that the needs this time of the year for the poor and those struggling are really great. And so I just thank you in advance for your generosity in helping support Catholic Community Services as well as our own St. Vincent de Paul here in the parish. So Advent is about allowing God to do something new in our lives. The first reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, and a shoot shall come forth from the stump of Jesse. And the people of Israel at that time, there had been just horrible things happening to them. They were all separated off in the diaspora where they troops came in and divided up the country, and they just had a lot of oppression, a lot of fear, a lot of discord and chaos in their lives. So the prophet Isaiah gets to come along and tell them that God is wanting to do something new in your life and begin a process of restoration. But hopeful words he shares with us. Isaiah 61, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring good news to the people who are experiencing oppression and liberty to the captives. And that's really our story too, that God at this time of the year wants to break into our lives and help us with whatever we're struggling with in life. And we allow the Holy Spirit to do that. And it's amazing the ways he uses to kind of help us along in this process. I was in the car a couple weeks ago dwelling on some things that kind of gave me a downcast spirit, if you will. And one of the best purchases I make every month is Apple Music. It's $10.99 a month, and I use that every single day. I'm using that services. You have access to like 4 million songs. And so now they have a new feature where if you listen to a song, it tries to figure out what you're listening to and play another song that's similar to it. You know, there are always these algorithms probably and all these sophisticated things going on when you punch buttons on your phone. Well, I was listening to a song that I knew, and then all of a sudden another song came on and the words were exactly what I needed to hear to lift my spirit out of that moment of kind of being downcast and depressed. And so I of course, I've been listening to the song a lot lately and the lyrics are just powerful. It's called Come and Fill My Heart. And it's just about when we're kind of feeling dry and empty, how the Lord is waiting to send out a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit to kind of lift us up and help us through that difficult time. And for me, music is just a very powerful way that God works in my life. And probably for a lot of you as well, the gift of music. So we allow the Lord this time of the year to wake us up to say, you know, I'm not done with you. Maybe you've had some really difficult experiences in your workplace, your family. Things are kind of going awry. Be on guard for those surprises of the Holy Spirit where he breaks through and says, hey, I'm not done with you yet. I've got something else for you to help you along and give you the grace you need to get to this day. I'm not abandoning you. I'm with you. So be looking for those signs in your own life. Might be a song, might be a person. Might be something you watch on TV, but the Lord is at work in very different ways to kind of give us the spiritual gasoline, if you will, to continue our spiritual journey. And one thing that helps heighten our sensitivity to that is good teaching, and we really need to pray for a renovation in our Catholic Church, that we have good teachers and catechists that are inspired by the Holy Spirit and really believe what they're teaching. Because overall, as a church, you know, we've just been really compromised. And there's a lot of unsound teaching going on, and Paul warns us about that the time will come when there'll be unsound doctrine, and we're definitely there, but it's such a great thing to be around people who share truth, and it just makes you excited. And I remember that in the prayer meeting in college, I was like a little sponge there every Wednesday night for the prayer meeting. What are they going to teach tonight? And when you get good teaching, then you have good experiences, and your liturgies, your masses are alive and vibrant because you understand what you're doing. And the last part of that reading in Isaiah today said that the land will be filled with knowledge of the Lord. There are a lot of people who don't know the Lord. And they're sacramentalized, like John Paul II said, but they're not evangelized. And so we need to pray for that renewal in all of our Catholic institutions and structures. Secondly, the first reading, you know, I don't know how many of you remember your confirmation, but when I was a kid, or a teenager, you had to memorize the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. Did you remember that? Those are all in that first reading. And the Spirit of the Lord will rest upon them, the Spirit of wisdom, counsel, fortitude, piety, fear of the Lord. We had to memorize all those things because we didn't have to know what they meant. You just had to memorize it and write it down, which is kind of not a good thing because we want to experience those gifts. And now because of the generosity of God, Jesus came to share God's divine life with us. We too can have these gifts operating in our lives every day. And we need wisdom. We need counsel. We need knowledge. We need fear of the Lord. Understanding, because people are very confused in the world today. And yesterday I spent the day with the Holy Spirit retreat team from WWCCR. We had a wonderful little retreat here. And they are doing some very important work because, unfortunately, in the church today, you don't hear a lot about the Holy Spirit. And I've told you before, you know, Benedict XVI said the Holy Spirit's the unknown guest for many Catholics. And so these people are trying to reach out to all the parishes and the archdiocese and conduct these Holy Spirit retreats to get people to encounter what John the Baptist said today in the gospel. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. That's what God wants for his people, to experience that empowerment so that we're not confused or, you know, fearful, but that we're bold and able to share the faith and pass it on to the next generation. So I told them, I said, I know you don't get a lot of attention. You're kind of on the fringes in the archdiocese, but you are doing some of the most important work in the Catholic Church today, and I pray for you that the Lord will bless your work in ministry, because it's extremely important. But we too can have access to those wonderful gifts through baptism in the Holy Spirit. And then, lastly, just, you know, the Lord wants to move us to a place of being bold. On Tuesday, I kind of broke out of my regular routine, and the kids were here for confirmation. And my Spanish isn't great, and I thought, this is stupid. My Spanish isn't great, but they all understand English. So I'm just going to set that aside and stab them in the heart and say something in English to them. So I did. And a mother came to me after Mass and said, thank you for saying that, because my daughter was just being really disrespectful and said, I don't even believe in God. Why are you making me go to confirmation? And I told her she needed to go to confession, and she didn't. So she was really discouraged. So I said, let me just pray with you for a while that you not get discouraged. This is a tough era in our church for the mission of the church, that the younger generation has been lured away. They're distracted. It's just, they're a hard generation to reach with the social media and the phones and everything. It's just really tough. When I taught confirmation a couple years ago, it was a real eye-opener for me. And so don't get discouraged, and let's pray for the Holy Spirit to come down upon you and strengthen you, that you're going to be a Saint Monica, and you're in this for the long run. And she may be rebelling now, but you never know when someone can come back. Amen. And I think certain things happen in our lives that bring us back and everything. But sometimes we feel stuck, and I was feeling stuck with the Spanish and my limited ability to speak Spanish. It's like, you don't have to feel stuck. Do something new. Try something different. And so often as Catholics, we just do the same thing over and over again, and we're not getting results or evidence or fruits of repentance like John the Baptist said, and we just keep doing the same thing over and over again. I think God wants to do something new in our church today. Do you? And so we have to be open to that. Say, I'm not going to be stuck here anymore, and I'm tired of all the put-downs and stuff. Preach the good news, and don't elevate the culture above the faith. That's always a dangerous thing, right? So we pray for the Holy Spirit to renew our church, that we receive everything the good Lord wants to give us in his mercy and kindness. At this time, I'd like to invite Penny to come forward and share a little bit with you about Catholic Community Services and the wonderful works they do. And I'll just say this, I forgot and I mentioned at the end of Mass, but I'm remembering now. We get a rebate, so whatever we give, like 25% comes right back to our parish. We get a check in the mail. I always have to make sure I open it. It's like, oops, don't, that's not junk mail, you know. It's a $1,000 check or something to help us with our outreach. So when we give to Catholic Community Services, we have the option of checking a box and saying, please take, give us back 25% of whatever you collect, and we can use it in our parish. And that happens every year. So it's a wonderful thing. And like I said, they're not bloated like some institutions and organizations. 94 cents of everything you give goes directly to the people to help them. So Penny, please come forward, and thank you for being here.